right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
All right, I think, there we go, I think we're on now. Welcome to the Palace, Coldwater, Ohio. The Fort Recovery Indians travel to MAC rivalry Coldwater Cavaliers tonight. And tonight for the broadcast, we have Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, and Darian Shepherd somewhere out in the crowd mixing and mingling with some people. But Bobby, tonight we got a big MAC game tonight as Coldwater had defeated Delta St. John's last week. And a big MAC play for them to knock off one of the leaders in the conference, and a game obviously we know well with St. John's that we had a chance ourselves. So, little thoughts on tonight?
Yeah, anytime you can go up to the Vatican and get a win, you're playing pretty well. And Coldwater is—they knocked off I believe Minster the week before here at home, and then went up to the Vatican, got a win at Delphus. They did stumble the next night against a good St. Mary's team that's only got three losses. Nothing to be ashamed of there, but yeah, your typical Friday night MAC basketball. Full Recovery coming in at 10-3, and Coldwater's getting things going here at 6-7, so should be an entertaining one, Brian.
All righty, we'll take a quick commercial break here, and we'll be back with an interview that Neil Spencer had with Coach Jim Milton.
Just a few of the specials that Wayne Street Market has to save you money now through January the 30th. They have 80% lean ground chuck at just $3.69 a pound. Also, chuck roast is only $4.99 a pound. And they have a big two-week acreage sale starting this week with all of your favorites at special prices. Here are just a few of the items that can help you get ready for the big game. Acreage Franks or one-pound packages of bologna are two for just $3. Little Smokies are two for $5. And Armor Meatballs, Italian, regular, or turkey are also two for $5. Check out the Eckrich flyer in the store for even more bargains on Eckrich products. And don't forget that they cater any size of event, and their meat and cheese, veggie, and fruit trays are always available. Stop in for special prices on all your favorite products throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, and we're back here, and our JV came over tonight and walked away with a victory. 40 final score. Improves our record on the year to 7-6. One game above 500 for Coach Jordan Winter there. Quarter scores went like this at the end of the first. Fort Recovery led 10-8. In the second quarter, it was tied 7-7 in the quarter. Fort Recovery is leading at halftime then, 17-15. At the third quarter, the Indians went on a run to outscore the Cavaliers 19-7 to take a 36-22 lead. And in the fourth quarter, both teams kind of walked away with an ugly fourth quarter by both teams scoring only 4 points each to give them a 40-26 victory for the Indians. Owen Judy led the way with 13 points. Kobe Wendell with 11. Cal Rammel played one quarter and chipped in with 5 points. Caleb Evers scored 4. Daniel Patch 3. And Riley Heiser with 2. And Dylan Evers did play his first game back after breaking his cheekbone and having surgery on that. So it was nice to see Dylan get back in the game and get in the flow. And when we have a home game again, you have a chance to watch him play was as the Masked Marvel there, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
So nice to come over here and see the JV play well enough to get a victory, because I think you said that's been, what, 2 years in a row we've lost to Coldwater now?
Yeah, it's been 2 years in a row that we've beaten Coldwater.
Oh, 2 years in a row we've beaten them. I misunderstood you there. Yeah. So, well, that's a good feeling anytime you can beat a rivalry like that, and hopefully that continues here in the varsity game.
And so. like Coach Milton likes to say, they want to set the tone for the varsity game, so hopefully that was accomplished.
Absolutely. All right, we're getting ready to do the anthem here, and then the anthem, starting lineup, so we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Here are just a few of the specials that Wayne Street Market has to save you money now through January the 30th. They have 80% lean ground chuck at just $3.69 a pound. Also, chuck roast is only $4.99 a pound. And they have a big two-week acreage sale starting this week with all of your favorites at special prices. Here are just a few of the items that can help you get ready for the big game. Acreage Franks or one-pound packages of bologna are 2 for just $3. Little Smokies are 2 for $5. And Armor Meatballs, Italian, regular, or turkey are also 2 for $5. Check out the Acreage flyer in the store for even more bargains on Eckridge products. And don't forget that they cater any size of event, and their meat and cheese, veggie, and fruit trays are always available. Stop in for special prices on all your favorite products throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
My name is Connor Rambo with Fort Recovery Insurance. As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change, and now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we want to help you review your current coverage and make sure you are protected. Join us in the fort where we can protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here at the Palace. Dallas in Coldwater, Ohio, and getting ready to introduce the Fort Recovery starting lineup. And Darren, you want to go through and do that?
Am I on?
Yeah, you got you on.
There we go. Starting for your Fort Recovery Indians is Regan Martin, Derek Judy, Brian Benn, Clay Schmitz, and who was our last one over there?
Grant Kanapke.
Grant Kanapke. So them will be your starting five guys for your Fort Recovery Indians.
For the Coldwater Cavaliers, we got Jake Himmelgarten, a 6'1 senior. Miles Wisingham, a 6'2 junior. Will Broyan, a 6'4 senior. Ethan Post, a 6'3 junior. And Noah Miller in the middle at 6'5 and a senior for the Cavaliers.
And as I think Coach Milton had talked about, Coldwater comes in. Oh, my goodness. They're shutting the lights off on us, and it's already dark up here as it is. Let me get my phone out. All right, so Coldwater comes in with a record of 6-7 overall, 2-2 in the MAC play. A couple comparisons here with games. Coldwater lost at Parkway 65-49, where we beat Parkway 58-56. They defeated Minster at home the following week, 44-42. We lost at Minster 52-54. They went to the Vatican, as Bob had said, and defeated St. John's 59-45, where we lost to St. John's at home in overtime, 53-47. And then they lost to St. Mary's, who's, I'm sure, has vastly improved, because when we played them at the beginning of the year, I think they were out two starters, if I remember right. Right,
yep,
Bob?
Absolutely.
And so they lost to them 63-48, where we defeated St. Mary's 55-53 in our first game of our season. So, kind of a little bit of comparison there. Not that that probably means a whole lot, because typically Coldwater makes a deep run in football state. And so because of that, those guys get a shortened season, shortened preseason coming in. And so they're probably just now getting into the swing of things. That's typically kind of how it works with those guys. So, and then for us, you know, I know Coach Milton was not very happy last week with the Arcanum game on Saturday. But I thought we actually played pretty well.
Yeah, I agree, Brian. Like we say all the time, it's your typical Saturday night basketball game where, you know, you're going to have some dead legs. And it's more about not what they do, about what you guys do. And, you know, a coach is never going to be happy. So I understand that part of things. But in the big picture of things, I think you had to be a little bit happy deep down inside. So
yeah, especially getting a victory against the school he was, yeah,
club,
former,
yeah,
play he was just at. So
absolutely. Darren, you want to take over with a little play-by-play for us here?
Yep. So Fort Recovery Indians will win the jump ball over to Regan Martin, and he gets up to Derek Judy. Derek Judy over to Regan Martin on the right wing. Throws over to Brian Benn at the top of the key. Grant Kanapke coming off a double screen. He gets a pitch from Brian Benn over to Regan. Regan inside to Brian Benn. Brian Benn sizes him up. Takes a couple dribbles. Up and strong move. No good. Rebound will come down to Himmelgarten. Himmelgarten will look up. He'll push it down the floor to 20. Boston game. Turnover, Cavaliers.
He's kind of nonchalant with that one.
Yeah,
trying to catch it one hand. Got to go up and try to get that thing two hands like a receiver there.
Right. So the Indians will take over again. Derek Judy will bring across the timeline for the Indians. He'll pass it over to Clay Schmitz. Schmitz looking for Martin. Martin being heavily guarded. And Regan Martin throws a pass into Clay, tipped away by the Cavs. It'll stay with the Indians.
That's going to be an interesting matchup tonight with Ethan Post's length against Regan and his shooting ability, because the Post kid is really athletic for Coldwater, and we'll see if Marty can use his quickness against him.
I hope so. Brian Bing gets the inbound back out to Derek Judy.
We missed Clay Schmitz wide open on that backside on that out-of-bounds play, and
yep,
Clay was a little upset with that.
Travel, yep.
Well, that's one thing we know that Coldwater's going to do. They're going to be physical defensively against us, and we're going to definitely have to hang on the ball.
That's for sure. So the Coldwater Cavaliers will take over as Grant Kanapke gets called for a travel. Himmelgarten will bring it up for the Cavs. Over to Post. Post has on the left wing over to number 33, Boring. Boring looks, being guarded by Clay Schmitz. Ball's knocked away. And, wow, they're going to call an over and back on Coldwater.
Hey, we're going to take it there, right?
For sure. I thought it was tipped. Maybe not.
Coach Fisher. Fisher thought it was tipped. That's for sure.
Yes, he did. So we're not going to argue. The Indians will take over. Clay Schmitz inbound to Derek Judy. Derek Judy bring across the timeline. Derek Judy on the right wing gets a ball screen from Brian Benn. Doesn't want it. Over to Grant Konapke. Grant Konapke, three-pointer up, and nothing but the net. Indians will take the first points on the board tonight. 3-0 here in your first quarter, 6 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. 41, Noah Miller, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Clay Schmidt. Schmidt hits the outlet pass to Judy. Judy brings it across the timeline. Looks, he's got nothing. He's going to pull it out. He's going to run some offense. Coach Melton shouting out instructions to his five guys on the floor. Derek Judy gets him into it. Over to Grant Konapke on the right wing. Grant will get a ball screen by Brian Benn. Has nothing. Back to Judy. Judy has it on the right wing. Being guarded by Hemmelgarten. Swings it over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin has it. Being guarded by number 34, Post. Regan goes inside. Kicks out to Grant. Grant Konapke, corner three. Up and no good. Rebound will come down to Clay Schmidt. Clay Schmidt's 15 feet up. No good. Hemmelgarten will bring the ball across the timeline for the Cavs. Being guarded by Grant Konapke. Over to Blessingame. Over to Miller. Miller quick over to Post. Post has it. Boring posting up. Got nothing. Over to Hemmelgarten. Hemmelgarten over to Boring. 15 feet away. Up and no good. Rebound comes down to Regan Martin.
Ooh, Regan missed right on the left side there. Sprinting to the basket.
Regan Martin thought about a three. Swings over Clay. Clay takes 15 feet. And we got a foul on the floor. The Indians will take the ball out.
Yeah, Smitty was going to his go-to move there. He'll head down, going downhill, trying to get to the basket there.
Yes, sir.
Got a little blocking call on Coldwater.
He had a big week last week at New Knoxville, scoring his season-high 18, and then following it up in a very good game, I thought, against Arcana as well.
Yes, he did.
So Gavin Toby and Ryan Post will check in for the Indians. They will replace Derek Judy and Brian Benn. This is Ryan's offense now. He calls out instructions. He gets a pass that him and Regan were not on the same page. We'll turn over Indians. And Miller turns the ball over right back to us. Kind of sloppy right now.
A little sloppy tonight to start this one.
3-0 here in your fourth quarter scoreboard. Who's our sponsor for the first quarter, Coach?
We got tonight for the first quarter scoreboard is Wabash Mutual.
Wabash Mutual, our first quarter sponsor. Here in your first quarter, 3-0, your Indians lead. 4:45 left to play here in the first. Over to Gavin Toby. He looks. He over to Grant. Grant has it. He'll give it back to Ryan. Ryan has it. Little pitch action. Ryan's going to try to back him down over to Gavin. Gavin takes it hard inside. Pass over to Clay. Clay out to Regan. Regan, three-pointer up and nothing but the bottom of the net. Three-pointer goes to Regan Martin. Your Indians will take a 6-0 lead. 4:20 left to play here in your Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard.
Indians showed a little patience on that first possession there.
That's for sure. They did. Blasting game with it in the corner. He kicks it out to Hemmelgarten. Hemmelgarten thought about a three, pulls it out, and he's going to run some offense for the Cavs. He's shouting out instructions. Grant Konapke on Hemmelgarten. Over to number 33, Boring. Boring has it 15 feet away. Back over to Hemmelgarten. Hemmelgarten got himself open with a nice move. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound Gavin Toby. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan will bring it down for the Indians. Over to Regan Martin in the corner. He gets the ball screen from Ryan. Doesn't use it. Over to Grant Konapke at the top of the key. Over to Ryan. Baseline up and good.
What a move by Ryan Post there to finish inside.
That was a nice move. And again, Coach, like you said before, Blasingame looking really lazy right now, and he allows the ball to go off one hand again.
Yeah, you got to be. I mean, if you're catching that outlet pass, it's coming down there quick. You got to be able to go get that thing with two hands. You just can't try to corral it in with one hand as you're running backwards.
Yeah, so he's not getting his shoulder square to the sideline and going and getting it.
No, he isn't.
I hope he continues to do that.
Me too. So the Indians will bring the ball up. McKibben in on Ryan. Over to Grant Konapke. Cale Ramel also checked in for your Indians. Inside to Brian Benn. Brian Benn, big strong move. Up and good. Brian Benn, two-point basket. And your Indians will take an early 10-0 lead here in your Wabash Mutual first quarter.
Right now, the Indians on offense are doing exactly what they want to do that we've talked about this whole season, and that's that inside-out game, guys.
Yes, sir. Coldwater shoots a little 5-foot shot off the back of the rim. Indians come down with it. Ryan Post controls the ball for the Indians, being guarded by McKibben. He'll take it to the right side. He'll get a ball screen from Gavin Toby. Uses it. Tipped away by McKibben. Ball will stay with the Indians.
Thought we might have had a little reach there on the Mullenkamp kid, but no call. Indians are going to keep the possession side out of bounds.
Derek Giddy will check in for Ryan Post. Clay Schmitz will check in for Gavin Toby. Indians lead 10-0, 2:46 left to play here in your Wabash Mutual first quarter. Clay Schmitz will set up an inbound play for the Indians. Kicks it out to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy over to Grant. Grant can happy three in the right corner. Up and the bottom of the net again.
Basket's looking big for the Indians right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. 13-0 Indians. Three-pointer up for Coldwater. Quick shot. Back down to the Indians. Derek Jeudy brings it across. He'll settle the Indians down and get some offense set up. He'll go hard left over to Grant. Grant in the left corner this time. He'll pull it out. He'll get a ball screen from Brian Bim.
Coach Milne's going to get a quick 30 here just to kind of settle the troops down and make sure that we don't get out of our game plan and get a little antsy here.
For sure. So Coach Milne will take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him, and we'll be right back after this.
My name is Connor Rambo with Fort Recovery Insurance. As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change, and now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we want to help you review your current coverage and make sure you are protected. Join us in the fort where we can protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Back here in the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. For your Indians League, 13-0.
One thing Coach Leverett and I always say is Coldwater has the friendliest rims in the MAC, and right now the Indians are taking advantage of that thing because that looks like a beach ball up there for us.
Every shooter loves this gym. Elijah Collick, Chase Bruns, I'm sure you can get, list goes on, but they love this gym.
I noticed we didn't say Darren Shepherd.
Yeah, we did not say Darren Shepherd.
That's part of the reason they're so soft, all the bricks he threw up at.
That's for sure. So Coldwater will come out in a 2-3 zone, and Clay Schmitz will get nicely in the middle, find an opening, and get fouled.
I love it right away. We attack the high post where that 2-3 zone gap is at, and Clay was able to catch it one power dribble and get it up and get fouled. So,
yes, good job by the Indians recognizing that and finding the hole. Clay Schmitz will go to your line and shoot two. First one is up, just short. Regan Martin will check in for Cale Rimmel.
Although, I will say one of my favorite memories here is two of them. Greg Colley throwing one down in the tournament. A holiday tournament here, and had 31, and Coach Niekamp was in here watching. And the other one was Toby Metzger hitting about a half quarter
I remember
to win
that.
A sectional championship against New Bremen.
I remember Priceless. That. But I don't like that it was Toby. Makes his head even bigger. Indians will come down with a rebound. 14-0 here in your first quarter scoreboard. Indians control the ball. Derek Jeudy shouting out instructions, being heavily guarded by McKibben. Over to Regan Martin. Regan gets a ball screen from Clay. Doesn't use it. Over to Grant. Grant has it. Gets a ball screen from Brian. Doesn't use it. Drives inside. Finds Derek. Derek kicks it out. Derek doesn't use the ball screen. Goes in left-handed. Nice. And one.
And one.
Nice strong move there by the left-hander, Derek Jeudy.
I'm not sure how he got that off. He almost used his right hand, which is kind of unheard of for Derek. But hey,
it's unheard of.
He got it to go.
So your Indians lead 16-0. And your Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard.
What was that again, Darren?
16-0. Yes, I had to say that slow for our listeners. Make sure they heard that right.
Right now, Fort Recovery's got a nice 8-man rotation. Coach is keeping guys fresh. And, they've got it going.
It looks good right now. Derek Jeudy at our free throw line. Shooting one. Up. Off the back of the rim. No good. Morin will come down with the rebound. Hemmelgarten bring it across to the Cavs. Gets a ball screen from Miller. Over to number 20, Blasingame. Blasingame being guarded by Jeudy. Over to Hemmelgarten. Hemmelgarten ball fake over to Miller. Miller has it. Back over to Sweeterman. Sweeterman being guarded by the freshman, Cale Rammel. Over to Miller. Looks like they'll put the freshman in the post. They don't see it. And number 33, Will Boring, will put the Cavaliers on the board for the first time tonight with 50 seconds left to play in your first quarter. 16-3, your Indians lead. Looks like the Indians are going to hold for the last shot. 38 seconds left to play here in your first quarter. 16-3, Indians. Over to Cale Rammel.
Coldwater in a little 1-3-1 defense there. Trapping up.
Trapping, yep, get out of there. Can't throw a pass over the top. Turnover, Indians. And they come down, and Coldwater executes very nicely off the turnover and get a nice two-point basket. Derek Jeudy bring it back across the timeline for your Indians. 16-5, 10 ticks left to play here in the first. Jeudy attacks over to Cale. Cale drives to the right side.
Ball fakes. Turns it over. And he'll foul.
Yeah, right now Coldwater's in that 1-3-1 using some of their length and athletic ability because they can't guard us one-on-one. And right now we're just giving us a little bit of fits. Not sure how we want to attack it, but we got 4.3 here on the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Four recovery up 16-5 on the Cavs.
So Coldwater Cavaliers win on the ball. 4.3 seconds left to play. Ethan Post will take it out for the Cavs. Over to Miller. Miller takes one dribble. 25 feet away, up and no good. Regan Martin will get a shot off. Up and no good. So your Fort Recovery Indians lead 16-5 after the first quarter here in Coldwater, Ohio. We'll be back for the second quarter right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here at the Palace. Darren Sheffer, Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, and the Indians have a 16-5 lead to start the Fort Recovery Insurance. And that was probably about as great as basketball as I've seen this year for the Indians in that first 7 minutes.
For sure, they look very confident. Their inside-out game looked very nice. Very unselfish basketball looked good. So the Coldwater Cavaliers will control it for them to start the second quarter. Over to Blasingame. Blasingame attacks nicely. Picks it up over to Hemelgarden. Hemelgarden get it back out to Miller. Miller has it. Being guarded by Brian Benn. That's two brutes against two brutes right there.
Yeah, a lot of meat on the floor right there, Darian.
A lot of meat right there. So nice basket there by Miller. 16-7, your score. Derek Judy will control the ball for the Indians. He's got a 1-4 look. He'll bring it out to Grant Kanacki. Grant Kanacki will take control now. Over to Judy.
Coldwater's back in a man-to-man.
Yep. Shouting instructions out.
Right now we're trying to figure out what set we want to run and the guys trying to get on the same page.
Yeah, it looks very unorganized right now. Probably not what Coach Melton wanted to see coming out of that. Nice pick and roll move. Oh, my goodness, play.
Pump fake to nobody, but it goes up and in for the Indians. Clay
almost,
Schmidt.
Almost had too much time to finish, but
yes,
he did.
That gave Clay Schmidt 3 on the night. 18-7, your Indians lead. Good defense, Clay. And Noah Miller crashes the board very nicely for the Cavs. No call. Out to Blasingame. Three-pointer up. And nothing but the bottom of the net. 18-10 here in your Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. 6:30 left to play.
Coldwater shifts to a 1-2-2 half-court trap.
Yep. Clay Schmitz will control it. Over to Regan Martin. Regan back out to Clay. Clay over to Derek. Now we'll sit in a 2-3 zone. Derek over to Martin. Martin has it. Finds Clay in the high post. 15 feet up and good. That is his shot.
That is Clay's shot. A little 15-foot elbow jumper.
Yes, sir. So that would give Clay 5 on the night. 4 in a row. Thought he traveled. No call. Over to number 34, Post. Post has it into Miller. Miller, nice up and under. No call.
Great defense by
yes,
Brian.
Yes, it was. Brian
just rolled him up.
Controlled by the Indians. Derek Judah attacks hard left-handed up and just rolls around the rim. No good. Over to number 34, Post. Three-pointer up by Post and nothing. Over to Derek Judy. He gets the rebound. He'll slow things down for the Indians. Regan Martin, three-pointer up. No good.
A little sloppy. Goes too quick.
Those big rims are way bigger. Shrinking or something's going on down there.
That's what Coach Melton just shouted out. He said, calm down.
Well, that's one of those. We're kind of got in the flow of the game. The game's starting to quicken here a little bit. And, you know, we got that lead by running offense. And we kind of got away from that last two possessions.
So. Yep. Grant Kanacki come off a screen. Got nothing. Finds Derek Judy on the left wing. Derek Judy will pull things out and run some offense for the innings, being guarded by Hemelgarden. Over to Grant Kanacki on the left wing. Grant has it. He'll take it to the top of the key. He'll give it to Clay. Clay will take it. He'll hand it off. No, he will not. He'll keep it right there. 15 feet up for Clay. Up and no good. Rebound comes down.
Oh, I was going to get Brian Benn for a hold on the weak side board. I'm not sure he did, but...
It was a late call, too.
Yeah.
So, we'll go with it. That'll be Brian Benn's first foul tonight. 20-10, your score, your Indians lead. 5:11 left to play here in your Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter.
So far, Fort Recovery's just stayed in that man-to-man defense. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Milton goes to some of his trickery defenses, as I like to call them, and see how Coldwater responds to that stuff.
That was a great call. I thought he was going to bail him out with a block, and he goes charge. Grant Kanacki had a nice block. Ryan hung in there strong and took a charge.
Ryan Post is a guy that will sell out and take a charge every single time he can.
A great guy to coach right there. Ryan Post will control it for the Indians. 1-2-2 by Coldwater again. Ryan over to Clay. Clay has it. Swings it back over to Ryan. Indians will cross half court over to Grant. Nice movement. Swing it. Clay drives in real nicely. Not sure if he was passing it or if he was trying to shoot it there, but he'll turn the ball over.
Might have lost it.
And McKibben will lose it also for the Cavaliers, and he will get the ball back to the Indians.
Yeah, pretty tough pass from Hemelgarden to McKibben there.
Yep, but we will take it.
We will take it. I hope he keeps doing it.
20-10, your score still here in the Palace. 4:40 left to play here in your Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And Coldwater will stay in that 1-2-2. Ryan Post will throw it over to Clay Schmitz. Schmitz has it. He'll swing it back over to Ryan. Ryan will have it. He'll throw it back over to Clay. Clay will throw it right back to Ryan. Ryan over to Grant. Grant over to Gavin. Out to Schmitz. He pulls it out back to Regan. Regan gives it to Ryan. Ryan up. We'll run our offense from the volleyball line. He'll go over to the left side. Swing it over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin has it back over to Ryan.
You know, if they're going to sit in that 2-3 zone, we can really be patient with a 10-point lead.
For sure.
4 minutes left in the second quarter. I mean, that right there proves that they can't guard us man-to-man.
Yep, and Coach Melton's not afraid to slow things down.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see what he tells his guys. Over to Grant Kanacki. Grant Kanacki has it over to Ryan Post. Ryan thought about a three. A lot of body, no call. Left-handed up, no good. Over to blocking game. He'll bring the ball down the floor for the Cavs, being guarded by Regan Martin. Over to Miller. Miller over to Ethan Post. Three-pointer up. No good. Be off the Indians. Yes, it will. It'll go back to the Cavs. 3:41 left to play in your Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Kale Rammel, Brian Benn, Derek Judy check back in for the Indians, replacing Clay Schmitz, Ryan Post, and Gavin Toby.
Someone might want to guard the guy underneath the basket there.
That'd be a good idea. Blasingin over to McKibben. McKibben thinks about a three, takes a dribble, 15 feet pull-up, up and no good. Rebound will come down. He will be on the line. Good call. Good hustle play there by the Cavs. Just come up short. Ball will go to the Fort Recovery Indians.
We got lucky because we weren't guarding the 6'4 kid underneath the basket
we
on that out-of-bounds play.
That might have been one of those trickery defenses, guys. I don't know.
So Grant Kanacki will bring the ball up. One-handed baseball pass over to Martin. Martin saves it. Back out to Judy. Coach Melton says, slow down,
slow
boys.
Down, boys. Pump the brakes.
So Kale will control it. Over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin over to Derek Judy. Judy drives left baseline. Kale Rammel get in there, ball. Up and no good. And Derek Judy will pick up a silly foul. That'll be the Indians' third team foul tonight to the Coldwater Cavaliers' four team fouls. 20-10, still your score. 3:03 left to play in the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. On your floor for the Indians, Grant Kanacki, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Kale Rammel, and Regan Martin. Over to Post. Post has it, being guarded by Ryan. Good no call. Over to Kale. Kale come up with it. Ryan Post will control on the left wing for the Indians.
Let's be patient and get a good look here, fellas.
For sure. Good drive by Gavin.
That'll work.
Gavin, your head down. I'm not sure too many people are going to step in front of him.
Athlete getting to the hoop there and finishing for us.
For sure. And
Coach Fisher's going to get a timeout here.
Yep. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Be right back after this.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We are back in the Palace, Coldwater, Ohio, where your Indians lead 22-10 in your Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. 2:30 left to play. Coldwater Cavaliers will control the ball over to McKibben. McKibben has it over to number 21, Sweeterman. Sweeterman back over to Miller. And McKibben will make a silly turnover. The Indians will take it. Gavin Toby comes up with a steal. They'll hand it over to Ryan Post.
Great read by Gavin on defense, being in the help side, using that little back screen pass.
What do you call that, Brian, that little inverted flex that they were running?
Yeah, that's something Van Wert kind of runs a little bit of. It's almost like a shuffle cut, but you add some back screens into it, and you get some looks off it. I like that all.
You get a lot of back screens that gets that guy cut into the basket.
And then when people start bumping that screen, you can start hitting the guy who set the screen for a quick pop or a three. So.
Yep, so the Indians will take a three-point shot. Up and no good. McKibben will control the ball for the Cavaliers over to Boston game. And number 34, Post will post up Ryan Post. 6-footer up, no good. Rebound controlled by the freshman, Cale Rammel. He'll hand it over to Ryan Post. Ryan will walk it across the timeline for the Indians.
Cavaliers back in man-to-man.
They are back in man-to-man. Ryan Post being guarded by McKibben. Gets a ball screen from Gavin Toby. Coldwater would try to jump it. Ball's on the floor. And we got a foul on Coldwater. Coach Melton nearly at midcourt calling a timeout. And Reaperhoff does not give him one. Coach Melton not very happy. So McKibben will take his second foul of the night. Ball over to the Indians. He'll inbound it. Looks like Cale Rammel will inbound the ball for the Indians.
He was saying he didn't have possession, I think, is what he had told him at the time.
Gotcha. Inbound it over to Ryan Post. Ryan over to Grant Kanacki. Grant Kanacki has it. Not sure where he was throwing it to, but a quarter tips it out of bounds. The ball will stay with the Indians.
I know it's baseball season coming up, but I think I've seen more one-handed passes tonight by both teams.
I agree.
I'm not a fan of that one-handed pass. You can't pull it back.
I know for a fact you are not a fan of those one-handed passes. No.
Coach Hubbard would be going absolutely crazy also right now if he was in here.
For sure. Two hands on the ball. Fake a pass to make a pass, says Coach Hubbard. Ryan Post went down the ball for the Indians. 15 feet away over to Clay Schmitz. Clay has it. Cavaliers in man-to-man defense over to Ryan Post. Ryan will pull things out for the Indians over to Regan Martin. 1 minute left to play here in the second half, or in the first half. Regan Martin tries to drive back out to Ryan Post. Ryan over to Grant Kanacki on the right wing. Gets a ball screen from Brian Benn. Good job.
There we go. A little inside out for the Indians into Brian Benn. Powers it up for two.
Yep. Looks good by the Indians. 24-10. Your Indians lead. 40 seconds left to play here in your first half. Boston game three-pointer up. And side of the backboard. Noah Miller will come up with a rebound. He will finish it inside with a foul on Clay Schmidt.
That is an anticipation call.
Absolutely.
He had all ball. I know we're up here in the stands, but you could see him hit the ball, and he recovered it. Noah Miller did a great job recovering the ball and laid it in. But as an official, that's an anticipation call, right, Darren?
I would disagree. Of course I'm going to disagree with that one.
The band of brothers.
Yeah. You would agree when you're on that sideline.
For sure.
On a Tuesday, Thursday night.
Absolutely. I will 100%.
So we're Friday night, and he's going to agree with him. I see how you are.
So Coldwater will come out in a full court, 1-2-2. 33 ticks left to play here in your first quarter. 24-13, your Indians lead. Over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz gets over to Grant Kanacki. Look at Brian Benn. Grant getting trapped.
Skip there. Nope.
Back over to Brian. Brian back out to Grant. Grant over to Ryan. Indians are going to hold for the last second shot. Coach Melton shouting out instructions. He's got 13 seconds left to play. Looks like the Coldwater is coming to trap it. Not sure if Ryan felt that or not. And we're going to have a foul. I believe that's on McKibben. What a silly foul. He's already got two. What's he reaching in there for?
Now he's got three.
Now he's got three. So Judy will check in for the Indians instead of Ryan Post. Grant Kanacki will inbound the ball for the Indians. 9.1 seconds left to play here in the first half. Over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it over to Clay. Clay over to Regan. Regan over to Grant. Grant pump fakes three. Three-pointer up.
And
nothing but net. That is a great set that Coach Melton
Coach
just
Milton
called.
Fired
Coach
up.
Melton is fired up. He's jogging into halftime with the Indians. 27-13 year lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back with some first half stats.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
All right, and we're back here, and entertaining the halftime crowd is the third and fourth grade kids from Coldwater Cavaliers, and they had a group out there earlier during the JV game show that was our JV game, I should say, that was put on an absolute show with those younger kids, and looks like these kids are doing the exact same thing. Any of those kids stop in at the Buckeye Clipper there?
Yeah, we got a few of them out there, just the ones with good haircuts.
Yeah. So, looking at the halftime stats here for the varsity game, the Indians jump out to a first quarter lead, 16-5, and Coldwater scored their first field goal with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. So, great job defensively by the Fort Recovery Indians. And then the second quarter, it was 11-8 Indians advantage, take a 27-13 lead here at the Palace. Leading the way for the Indians is Grant Kanacki, who is 3-for-3 from the three-point line with 9 points. Chipping in then with 5 points is Clay Schmidt. Brian Benn with 4. Regan Martin with 3. And a host of Indians have 2 points is Derek Judy, Ryan Post, and Gavin Toby all get 2 points. The only other Indian who got in that did not score but saw some time was freshman Kel Rammel. So Grant Kanapke's leading the way with 9. And a very balanced scoring as you have 8 Indians already in the scorebook for Indians in the first half. So well balanced there. In the JV game, they also walk away with a 40-26 victory. In the first quarter, it went 10-8 Indians. In the second quarter, they tied 7-7 for the Indians to take a 17-15 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians go on a big run, 19-7, to outscore the Cavaliers to take a 36-22 advantage. And in the fourth quarter, they both kind of crawl to the finish line with 4 points apiece for the Indians to walk away with a 40-26 victory. Owen Judy led the way with 13 points. Kobe Wendell had 11, and that was probably the best I've seen Kobe Wendell shoot the ball all season long. That's great to see him do that. Chipping in with 5 points was Kel Rammel. Caleb Evers added 4, Daniel Pass with 3, and Riley Heiser with 2. So that's the halftime stats. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back.
My name is Connor Rambo with Fort Recovery Insurance. As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change, and now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we want to help you review your current coverage and make sure you are protected. Join us in the fort where we can protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here, and we have about 3.5 minutes to go here at halftime, and we're going to talk to a guy you've been listening to all night, Coach Darian Sheffer here, man of many traits, up our radio. We got Mitchell. Okay, official, I will add.
Yep.
And junior high coach for the Indians. So, Darian, tell us a little update on the future of the Indians at that junior high level.
My seventh graders, they took a tough loss to a very good Coldwater seventh grade team last night. That puts us at 7-7 on the year, 500. We've been playing well, though. We've played hard. It's a very small group. Usually about every game we go out there, we are definitely undersized, and never really had to be mad or yell about effort. That's really all I can ask for at that age. Growth and shots will come. So effort is the first thing, and I'm happy with their effort. Eighth grade wise, what are they on the year, Coach Leonard?
They are 8-6.
8-6 on the year from the eighth graders. That's a good class. I am very excited for that class coming into high school, as I am with the seventh graders, but they're still young yet. So we'll have them again next year. But the eighth graders going into high school, I am very, very high on them kids right
those
there.
Those guys have lost probably four of those six by 4 points or less.
By 4 points or less, and we've had at least four or more missed free throws in them losses.
A lot of missed free throws lately.
A lot of missed free throws, but I think we're coming around at the right time in that eighth grade class right now. I think we've improved every single game we've came out and played. So coming around at the right time. Tournament time starts. We got at Marion Local on this Thursday at Marion Local, 5 o'clock start, and then the following Tuesday we are home against St. Henry.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking a little bit off air about those junior high classes, and once you start blending them together, once they get in high school, we're going to be in good shape for a while yet, folks.
I agree, because that sixth grade class coming up behind them, I coach them little guys as well, and we have 24 of them little rugrats running around on Sundays and throughout the week at practice, and there's a lot of good kids, good athletes. good big brothers in that class. So I'm excited for the 6th graders, 7th graders, and 8th graders coming up for our future.
Well, that's a good deal. You put those kids in at the Boys Club League as well, correct?
Correct. We play starting February 9th. It is a Sunday. We will play 4 games every Sunday. We will have 2 teams because we have 24 kids. So each team will play 2 games a day, which leaves us there for 4 games a day. So if you got nothing to do on a Sunday, check out the Boys Club online and see when you can get over to stop and watch them 6th grade boys compete.
Well, I can tell you I have those 8th graders in class. I have some of the 7th grade, not all, but some. And, you know, the 8th grade kids, that group of kids is a tremendous group of kids. Absolutely enjoy having those kids in the classroom. So the standpoint of... I couldn't read your writing there, Neil. So, you know, those are a great group of kids. And, you know, that makes it better, too, knowing that they have some potential, knowing, how great they are as the character part of it. Because that's, you know, basketball is great, but also being good people. And you know, we do a good job of having those kids do that stuff. So
for sure. And I talked to the kids the other day. I know they had incentive at school. And I think we had about 18 of our 22 kids in the junior high program going on that, and they get that for good grades and good behavior in school. So it's good to see that not only do we have good basketball players, but we have good young men growing up and leading by good example to the younger kids in our program.
Yeah, it is. And we took them ice skating. And, you know, the kids asked if I was getting out there. I said, no. We're not getting on the ice skates.
I get a text from Troy Holman on Thursday afternoon. Says, Coach, I just fell and hurt my ankle. They send me a picture of something stuffed in his sock, but I couldn't tell. I thought it was huge. I said, oh, my goodness. I text Coach Vasey. I said, Coach, Troy's out tonight. He's got a broken ankle. Troy sends me a picture of his ankle with no sock on because I said, you got something in there. He said, no, it's really broke. So he sends me a solid picture of his skin. He texts me and says, just kidding, Coach. It's just Photoshop. I about had to hurt him.
Well, at halftime, the Vercells and Parkway game is 23-23, all tied up. And St. Henry is big over New Knoxville, 42-27. And I assume their young star athlete who hurt his ankle in our game may not be playing in that one. And maybe he is. I don't know. But we have St. Henry coming up, I think, in 2 weeks. So.
Yes, I believe so. Regan Martin will control the ball for the Indians, 27-13 here in our Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard.
All right, we just took a minute off the clock and no one shot the ball. We're holding it here, run some offense.
Yep, so Regan Martin will control the ball on the right of the wing. Over to Grant Kanapke. Grant Kanapke's going to go 4-for-4 in the night from 3, and I called that right there, Coach.
Yes,
Grant Kanapke with another 3 for the Indians.
We've got a great aerial angle here.
For sure, I can see perfectly.
We run a minute off the clock for the rest of this half and score 3. I think we're going to win.
I like it. Noah Miller inside, being guarded by Brian Benn, has nothing. Over to Hemelgarten. Hemelgarten has it at the top of the key, being guarded by Kanapke. Over to Blossengame. Had it being guarded by Regan Martin. Over to number 33, Boring. Boring has it over to Hemelgarten. Back over to Blossengame. Inside to Noah Miller. Great defense by Brian Benn as he walls up. And Grant Kanapke comes down with a rebound. Derek Judy will bring it down on the right side. He'll get back over to the middle of the floor. And he'll pull things out for the Indians. Derek Judy has it, being guarded by Hemelgarten. The left-hander throws it over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will get a ball screen by Clay Schmitz. Doesn't have anything. Over to Grant. Grant thought about a shot, had him kind of guessing. Grant's got to take advantage of that matchup. Good find. Inside to Brian Benn as they bad communication by Coldwater as they lose the biggest kid on the floor, Brian Benn, and he gets fouled on the shot.
Well, on the one end, we do a great job defensively by just walling up and making them shoot it. If they're gonna hit a contested little 8-footer with a back to the basket move, that's great. Congratulations, good move. And on the other end, you know, Coldwater does not do that. They're trying to block it, and by doing so, they come down and hit Brian Benn on that shot, and Brian's able to capitalize on the Hall Brothers free throw line by hitting the first one.
Brian Benn will go back to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Second one is up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. That'll give Brian Benn his 6th point of the night. 32-13 here at your Kalp Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. Blossengame has it over to number 33, Boren. Boren thinks about a 3 over to Hemelgarten. Hemelgarten throws it inside to Noah Miller. Brian Benn will do another great job. Brian Benn is doing a great job on the defensive end right now, just walling up and not calling any fouls. We're going to go jump ball, and they might want to get a mop for that floor. Brian Benn just falls on the floor. That's going to take a while. Cold water trainer, hand sport recovery towel, and says, I am not touching that.
We're going to need a bigger towel than that, buddy. I'm thinking like an Afghan or something.
So it looks like they say it's dry. So Hemel Garden went and bound it for the Cavs. He'll throw it over to Noah Miller. Noah Miller has it in the corner. Over to Boren. Boren back over to Post. Post hands it over to Hemel Garden. Noah Miller now has it. Inside to Boren. Boren will kick it out. Post with a three-pointer for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Coldwater getting that 1-2-2 press.
So far against this 1-2-2, we have really handled it well. And look for us to keep doing that here in the second half.
Yes, we have. We've not rushed anything. We've been smart. Ball fakes. It looks good.
I mean, as soon as we break it, they're just retreating back. I'm not sure what Coach Fisher's trying to get out of that. Drive.
Great unselfish basketball. Regan Martin. Regan Martin catches on the left wing, drives in. Brian Benn's man steps up, leaves Brian open. Regan finds him for an easy two-point basket.
Regan had about an eight-foot lane to drive through there.
Yes, he did. So Blossom Dean will have it. Ooh, kind of a weak foul. A
little ticky-tack.
That'll give Derek Jeudy his. Actually, they called that on Regan Martin.
Yeah, they did.
All righty. Derek Jeudy and Brian Benn check out for the Indians as Ryan Post and Gavin Toby come in. 34-16, your third quarter Cout Pharmacy score. 4:42 left to play. Hemel Garden will inbound it for the Cavaliers. Warren will jump out in the Boston game. Boston game 17 feet away, up off the front of the rim, no good. And, yep, they're going to get Gavin Toby with a foul on the arm. It'll send Will Roaring to the Hall Brothers free throw line for two. 34-16, your score, 4:36 left to play here in the third.
I don't think it's the Hall Brothers for them.
It isn't the Hall Brothers. We're going to call it the Cavaliers.
Just trying to get the our sponsors' names out there.
I'm just kidding.
So it's up and no good. We'll take it. And he's got one more coming up.
Right now, Coldwater's really struggling. I mean, they got 16 points halfway through the third quarter here. And, you know, they're struggling to get looks. Our defense is locked in tonight.
And they caught Clay being lazy, and the ref's going to bail him out and call a foul on Coldwater.
Yeah, Clay just thought he had the rebound wrapped up. Coldwater kid comes from behind, tips it. Luckily, he fouled Clay trying to do it. Back the other way for the Indians.
Here comes a 1-2-2 full-court press into Brian Benn over to Clay.
Yeah,
Clay
a little more aggressive on this.
It was aggressive right there.
But now they retreat back.
Into a man. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it over to him, over to himself. Ryan Post has it. He'll pick it up. He'll give it over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will pull it out for the Indians. Being guarded by, who is this? 32.
That's a
Carson Mullenkamp. The hair thought it was McKibben. Ryan Post has it. Being guarded by number 21, Tyler Sweeterman. Over to Brian Benn. Brian Benn has it on the right wing. Over to Clay. Clay has it top of the key. Don't force it.
Just let him too much.
Yep. So Clay will make a pass into Brian. Brian couldn't quite get it. And the Indians will turn it over.
If Clay just goes one more, throws it to the wing, now we have a still up because the defender was trailing him. Brian has him sit on the baseline side. One dribble bounce pass baseline. We shoot a layup.
Yep. Good read, Ryan. Oh. Good anticipation by Ryan Post, and they'll get him with a foul.
Fort Recovery faithful didn't like that call. No, I believe that might have been Davey Judy down there.
So that'll give Brian Benn and Regan Martin a break as Grant Kanapke and freshman Cale Ramel will step in.
Great anticipation there by Ryan and Grant on this play right here. Just took it away.
Indians will come away with a steal. Controlled by Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it being guarded by Hemel Garden.
Cavaliers back in a man-to-man.
Back in a man-to-man. Ryan Post will control it. He'll pull it out over to Grant Kanapke. Grant has it. Pick and roll with Gavin.
Roll. There you go.
Tells him to slip it. Up. And no good.
Great hustle by Clay Smith there to get that loose ball.
Yes, it was.
You know, if they continue to play us man-to-man and we just run our stuff, this game's over, fellas.
Yep.
If we just run our stuff.
The big if.
Big if.
Ryan Post over to Cale Ramel. Cale Ramel has it. He'll pick it up, and he'll turn it over.
Chell struggled a little bit tonight with this physicality, I think.
Yes, he has, and he's a freshman, and he's getting his feet wet right now. Three-pointer up and no good by the Cavs. Rebound controlled by Clay Schmitz. Clay will bring it across the timeline for the Indians over to Grant Kanapke. Grant Kanapke has it. Nice pass into Clay Schmitz. Clay will go up strong, up and no good. And they're going to get Clay with a foul. Clay missed a layup. Got a little aggressive. He'll get his own rebound and didn't quite get it. So that'll take Derek Jeudy in for Ryan Post and Regan Martin in for Cale Rammel.
Yeah, right there, Coach Melton wanted Posty to bring the ball up and get a set up, and he did. He tried to push it down, and we turned it over. So not the look we wanted to get by Coach Melton.
Not the look. So ball will be controlled now by the Cavaliers. Over to number 21, Sweeterman. Sweeterman has it over to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp over to Hemelgarten. Hemelgarten pull things out. Get a set up for the Cavs. Coach Fisher is going to take a 30-second timeout. We're going to take one with them. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, and we're back. And that last possession, I don't know if you guys were watching Regan Martin or not, but I was watching him on defense. And he knocked down three different cutters coming off the screens as his guy was setting screens. And those are things that don't probably get recognized because that's not in a stat book. But your ability to play team defense and guard your man is a tremendous asset. And Regan right there just put on a clinic for defensive positioning as checking your man coming off the screen.
Yeah, like you said there, Coach, it's not a stat in a stat book, so not a lot of people will recognize it, but that's what the team needs. And the Indians come out in a 2-1-2 look.
Great pass ahead, Gavin. Oh! Was Schmidt going to go dunk that? Like Schmidt.
Skywalker.
I thought he was finger roll at the end, but I thought he looked like he was going to hammer that.
Schmidt ain't got them kind of hops.
If Schmidt hammers that, I'm walking home.
Hey, you still owe me a trip from Antonia, by the way.
I do. I thought you'd let that go.
So Clay gets a reach-in foul and that in, but when Bob and I coach together, Bob would always come in on the JV part of it and say, we'd have deals we'd make if, hey, if you lose this game, you got to do this. You win this game, you got to do this. Bob promised if we lose this Antonia game, I will walk home. Bob lost, and Bob was on the bus next to me on the way home.
I don't think that
man of his word, ain't he?
I don't think that I lost the Antonia to JV game.
You did.
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, Gavin Toby will come out for the Indians, and Brian Benn will check in. 36-16, your Indians lead. 1:34 left to play here in your Calp Pharmacy scoreboard.
Hey, real quick, though, voice of the Indians, Mr. Harold Feely, big shout-out to Big Feef, says, Darren, you're doing a great job, even though your officiating is a little sketchy, but he goes,
where's Fee at?
Fee is probably, who knows where Fee is
in Florida
at.
With the rest of the town?
Yeah. But turnover right there by the Indians, but he said you guys are sounding great, boys are playing well, and yes, they are, Big Fee, so hopefully we keep this up.
Appreciate them kind words, Big Fee. I'll stop in this week to see you.
Get that free oil change.
Get that oil change. Over to McKibben. McKibben has it over to Miller. Miller has it. He throws it number 23, Mollenkamp in the corner. Gets a pick and roll, doesn't use it. Being guarded by Regan Martin. Over to Noah Miller, being guarded by Brian Benn. Grant Kanapke on number 32, Carson Mollenkamp over to McKibben. McKibben has it. Not off his foot.
Great hustle by Derek
G. Good. Yes, that's a great call.
Derek got up and McKibben forced a little turnover. McKibben's going to the backcourt to go get it, and Derek just slides in and over and back.
I don't know if I've seen this kind of effort from us all year. I mean, we got kids diving everywhere. It's a loose ball drill right now.
Absolutely.
If it's a loose ball, we got three kids diving on each other to go get the ball.
And that's what you'd love to see if you're a coach. Grant Kanapke 15 feet away, up and no good. Rebound control. Yes, he did. Noah Miller, the left-hander, will bring it down. Kick it over to McKibben. McKibben has it. Nice inside pass to number 21, Tyler Sweeterman.
Missed the layup. Got lucky on the on that one.
That's for sure, because they found a hole in the Indians' defense and couldn't quite capitalize with a two-point basket.
Well, we got caught on a rotation up top. Everyone else started rotating, and in the process of doing that, we got caught on the backside, and they found him underneath, unguarded, and luckily he missed. So
the Indians will bring the ball down the floor. Over to Grant Konecki, 25-6, lots of play here in the third. Over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy has it. He'll wisely pull it out and take the last shot.
Right now, Coldwater's going to put up 4 points this quarter.
Nice.
Ooh, good spin move by Clay, but blocked from behind by Noah Miller.
Yep.
Ball goes out in the concession stand.
Surprised we were shooting that with 13 seconds left to play.
Yeah, I am too.
Usually want that last second shot, but I think Clay had him buried down low that it was too good to pass up, maybe.
Regan Martin will control it. Over to Derek Jeudy. 5 seconds left. Four, three, two. Noah Miller will steal it for the Cavs.
He didn't get it off. I'm not sure why he thought he was going to get a layup there.
I'm not sure either, but we will take it.
Hey,
so the Indians will lead 36-17 here in your Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. We'll be right back after these messages.
Head into the fourth.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here in the Palace, Coldwater, Ohio, where the Indians lead 36-17 over the Coldwater Cavaliers.
Coldwater back in there, 1-3-1, little run and jump, trying to get things sped up.
And the Indians are handling it nicely right now.
Yeah, we got some good ball handlers on the floor.
Good
inside
pass,
the
Brian Grant.
Head, powers it up and in.
That's good-looking basketball right there for your purple and white. 38-17.
Just took 40 seconds off the clock, and we get a power-up by Brian Benn to start to increase this thing now to 21. So playing well in this fourth quarter in this game.
Yep. Coach Melton's got to be pretty happy with the offense, and like you said earlier, Coach, the effort tonight.
Well, like I said earlier, you know, we've got a great eight-man rotation going. Guys are fresh. They know if they're going to go out and play, they got to sell out and do what they're told and get after it to keep that playing time. And they're all buying into it.
That's right. So Noah Miller hit the nice 15-foot pull-up. Clay Schmitz went by to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy will bring it up all the way by himself. No foul.
I was going to say, how's that not a reach in? If anything, plus it was out on us. So
right.
You don't call a foul and you give us the ball, I guess we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I mean, it was definitely out on Derek, but he got hit from behind.
He got hammered.
So, Clay Schmitz won by the ball over to Derek Jeudy. Derek over to Grant. Grant thinks about a three. Nothing.
Timeout by Coach Melton.
Coach Melton, he's going to take a full timeout. We'll take a full timeout with him and be right back after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back. 38-19, 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Indians have flat-out dominated this game.
Yes,
from start to finish so far.
Absolutely. Like we talked earlier, the effort has been great. And a lot of that is due to that rotation Coach Melton's got going. We got a few Cavaliers leaving the building already, guys.
I mean, they got 7 field goals made on the whole game. It's been impressive.
Your Indians are looking good. Noah Miller, 3-pointer up. Off the back of the iron. Oh, rebounding Regan Martin. Regan Martin gets a quick outlet pass over to Grant Konecki. He'll bring it down the right side of the floor. He's got nothing. He's going to find his point guard, Derek Jeudy. Derek will control things for the Indians.
And Coach Milton right there, it was 2-on-2 basically. And Grant Konecki had it on the wing, and Brian Benn stood opposite the ball. And that's where he went to his post player. Flash across there, and you get yourself open off of that. And he didn't.
Yes, he did. And Regan Martin gets a nice look. Up and no good.
So Hemelgarten will control it for the Cavaliers. Over to Noah Miller. Noah Miller back over to Hemelgarten.
Hemelgarten has it. Gets a ball screen for number 21, Tyler Swinnerman. He'll go up and...
Jake Hemelgarten on the drive there. Missed the layup.
That was probably one of the few times we had bad defense.
Yes, it was.
And got lucky they missed it.
Derry Jeudy will control the ball for the Indians. He'll bring it up top. He crosses over Hemelgarten, attacks left.
Yeah, there's no way Hemelgarten can stay in front of him.
And Derek Jeudy attacks very nicely right past Hemelgarten, finds Brian Benn.
Great dump ball.
Yeah, it was.
What you want your point guard to do is draw, drive, and draw defenders and kick over to the open post player.
So Blossingine will have it. Great defense, Brian Benn. Blossingine up. And good. Clay Schmitz will take it out for the Indians. Into Brian Benn. Brian Benn has it. He'll look. He'll find Grant Konecki. Grant Konecki over to Regan Martin. The Indians break the press very nicely. Under control. He'll be controlled by Grant Konecki. Thought about three. Decides to give it to his point guard. Derek Jeudy will run the offense for the Indians. Jeudy has it in the Cavalier circle. No count. Being guarded by Hemelgarten. Not a lot of movement from the Indians right now. Kind of just watching Derek dribble around. He'll give it over to Clay. Clay has it. He'll attack nicely. I was going to say a foul. Yes, thank you.
We've got some great matchups right now. The one-on-one stuff, we're just spreading them out, taking them off the bounce.
Yep. And I'm not sure Coach Fisher doesn't agree. I think the block was clean.
He
got him before that.
Yep.
So Clay Schmitz will step to the Hall Brothers foul line, shooting two. First one is up and nothing but the net. Gavin Toby will check in for Brian Benn. Cale Rammel will check in for Regan Martin.
And everyone from Coldwater comes in and out except for the post kid.
Line change.
Yep. 41-21, 4:31 to go in the fourth quarter.
Clay Schmitz, Hall Brother foul line up and good. 42-21. Indians have Coldwater scored doubled. Number 33, Will Boring, 3-pointer up, no good. Rebound controlled, finally, by Coldwater. Yep. And who is this kid? Number 23, Jay Mollenkamp, 6'2 junior.
This might be the first time he's been in the game.
I was going to say, I haven't seen him.
Carson Mollenkamp as well, 5'11 junior. Both of them I don't remember seeing them play yet in this game.
Nope. And he'll shoot the first one up and off the back of the rim. Cale Rammel and Gavin Toby check right back out as they just checked in.
Well, they got a game tomorrow where we're off, so they're probably trying to save some legs being down 21 right now, maybe throwing in the towel. We've kind of doubled the game up here for them, the scoring-wise, and Coach Fisher says, hey, we got football legs and we got a game tomorrow. Let's pull some guys out here, maybe.
Yep. Who do they got tomorrow?
Van Wert, I think I saw on the schedule.
Van Wert.
Yep, at Van Wert.
Yep, so that's probably what they're trying to do is save some legs. 42-21, 4:10 left to play here in your Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. And Coldwater has it, looking a little sloppy right now. McKibben takes it, makes a nice ball fake, left-handed layup up and good for McKibben. That'll give him his first two points on the night. Clay Schmitz has it.
Look at this.
A little football pass to his offensive lineman, Brian Benn.
Coach Millen's like, what are you doing? I'd say that's the reason for the timeout.
Yep. Just going to get in their timeout and settle the boys down here. Just a little friendly reminder.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Connor Rambo with Fort Recovery Insurance. As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change, and now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we want to help you review your current coverage and make sure you are protected. Join us in the fort where we can protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hey, our play-by-play guy decides to eat some popcorn. So
back at the Palace here, fourth quarter. Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. We got the Indians on top of the Cavaliers, 42-23. Darian, that is some pretty solid popcorn.
It is very good popcorn.
Man.
Indians go four corners right here and going to spread the ball and milk this last 3 minutes and 36 seconds.
Ryan Post has it over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will dribble around. Still dribbling around over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it. He's attacking, and he's going to pull it out over to Grant Konapke. Grant has it, pitches it off to Martin. Martin has it. He's going to get to Grant Konapke, find Clay Schmidt. And they're going to wisely pull it out.
Good decision, Clay.
Yes, great decision making there by your Fort Recovery Indians. Regan Martin now controls it for the Indians.
This is a pretty good test to Fort Recovery to see how much time we can run off of this clock.
Yep.
Yep, double hand check right there.
So they will get
fifth foul for the Cavaliers there.
That'll be on number 32, Carson Mollenkamp, 5'11 junior. 2:59 left to play here in your Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Inbound to Brian Benn, over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin back over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has the in the Cavaliers circle. He'll spin on McKibben. He'll pick it up. Kick it back out to Regan Martin. Regan Martin will have it. Drive in nicely. Nice dish off to Brian Benn. Up. And a foul. That was good-looking basketball right there, Coach.
Absolutely. A little driving dish to Big B squared and got his feet underneath him. Powered it up through. Got fouled. We're going to shoot two at the Buzz Hall foul line.
There you go. 2:44 left to play here in your Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Brian Benn eyes it, flies it, rattles it in.
Some soft rims.
Soft rims. Regan Martin and Ryan Post will check out. Derek Judy and Gavin Toby check in. Brian Benn, second free throw is up. And nothing but the net.
I'm thinking Big Brian needs to come in and show them junior high boys how to shoot free throws next.
I would have to agree with that, Coach. Brian Benn has 14 on our night. I believe he is our leading scorer now. Grant Konapke second behind with 12. Clay Schmitz with 9.
Quiet 12.
Yeah, I would agree. Grant Konapke, nice outlet pass to Clay Schmitz.
Oh.
Coach Melton says, why, Grant?
And Grant looks over and goes, he was open. I just threw a dart, Coach. Like, that was Clay Schmidt's pass on a slant to Gavin Toby.
Grant Konapke don't have too much experience throwing a ball like that, though. Yep. He's more of a swinging the golf club kind of guy.
But Coach Bargy stands up and points to his watch. Take some time off there, Grant.
Take some time off, Grant.
Grant's like, we're running this thing up, Coach.
Absolutely. I'm a senior. Let's talk about this one in the future.
I remember my senior year here in the Palace. Final score was 85-80.
Did you guys win?
Let's not talk about that.
I remember Chase Bruns sitting above.
Chase Bruns, I think, had 20 in the first half.
Yep.
He was, I
I remember Chase, every time he talks about the palace, old Chase Brun says this is Chase Brun's palace.
I also remember this place being full to the max and it being all over social media.
Yeah, it was like a pink out game.
Yeah, but it was posts everywhere about this is what high school basketball is. And I mean, this picture of the palace was used all over social media. It was a cool thing.
It was definitely a beautiful picture to see. All the pink in there supporting, I believe, one of the parents had cancer. So really neat for the both teams.
And just the fact that high school basketball filled up a 3,000 or 3,500, wherever it is, gymnasium on a, you know, not a sectional postseason game at all, but it was just a regular season game.
Yep. That's what you're going to get out of MAC basketball right there. Clay Schmitz will shoot a 5-foot shot up and off the back of the iron. No good. McKibben controls it and makes a silly turnover, and they'll hand it right back to the Indians. Rhino Post and Regan Martin will check in. Barrett Judy will come out along with Gavin Toby. Coach Mountain shouting out instructions to his troops. Clay Schmitz will take the ball out for the Indians. 1:46 left to play here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Inbound over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it. He gets trapped. Coldwater's going to bail us out. Carson Mollenkamp's going to pick up a foul. Looks like the Indians will now go to the line, shooting 8-1-1. That'll be Carson Mollenkamp, the 5'11 junior's fourth foul of the night. Team's eighth. Judy and Toby will check back in. Gavin will get Regan. And Derek says, I got shooter Rhino Post. 46-23, your Indians on top of the Coldwater Cavaliers here on Friday night MAC basketball. Rhino Post, Hall Brothers free throw line is no good to him. Off the back of the iron. Over to McKibben. McKibben will walk it across the timeline, being guarded by Rhino Post. He'll use a ball screen. Indians sitting in man-to-man. Nice Euro step from the Cavalier, number 32, Carson Mollenkamp. Clay Schmitz will inbound the ball for the Indians. Finds Rhino Post. Rhino Post will get out of a trap. And Coach Melton is going to bail him out with a timeout. And Coach Melton saying, don't dribble to the corner and trap yourself. So just a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Be right back after this.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here in the palace. 105 left to play here in the Fort Recovery Indian Coldwater Cavalier Friday night MAC battle. Ball to be tipped. Grant Kanacki will control it. Regan Martin has it now. He's got a count. He'll give it up. And thought he traveled.
He did.
You know, we still got our main core guys in, and Coldwater's got some scrubs in, and they're getting after us a little bit here. And something like this, I hope we just get out of here alive, nobody injured.
Yep.
Well, the great thing is not playing on a Saturday night. You can play your guys where they got to play on Saturday night. You want to save some legs.
Yep. Right. Clay Schmitz will get a rebound taken from him by number 21, Tyler Schwederman.
Clay Schmitz inbound to Grant Konecki. Over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz has it back over to Grant. Grant has it back over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy will control it into Brian Benn. Brian Benn wisely decides not to shoot it, and he'll pull it out to his point guard, Derek Jeudy. Coach Melton takes a sigh of relief as he, I think he thought Brian was going to shoot that shot. Your Indians will take this one home, 46-27. Your score against the Coldwater Cavaliers here in the Palace. A nice Friday night road victory against a good Cavalier team.
Yeah, the Indians are going to go to 3-3 in the league and 11-3 overall. Cavaliers will drop to 6-8 and 3-3 in the league.
So we're going to take a few commercial breaks here, and we'll be back with some stats, and Coach Melton will be up shortly. We'll be right back.
Here are just a few of the specials that Wayne Street Market has to save you money now through January the 30th. They have 80% lean ground chuck at just $3.69 a pound. Also, chuck roast is only $4.99 a pound. And they have a big two-week acreage sale starting this week with all of your favorites at special prices. Here are just a few of the items that can help you get ready for the big game. Acreage Franks or one-pound packages of bologna are two for just $3. Little Smokies are two for $5. And Armor Meatballs, Italian, regular, or turkey are also two for $5. Check out the Acreage flyer in the store for even more bargains on Acreage products. And don't forget that they cater any size of event. And their meat and cheese, veggie, and fruit trays are always available. Stop in for special prices on all your favorite products throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here to recap. Indians come away with a 46-27 victory here at the Palace in Coldwater. Tonight, leading scorers were Brian Benn with 14 points, Grant Konecki with 12, Clay Schmitz with 11, Regan Martin with 3, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, and Derek Jeudy all added 2. First quarter went to the Indians 16-5 to jump out. Took 7 minutes and 10 seconds for the Cavaliers finally to score their first points of the game. And then the second quarter, the Indians took a 11-8 lead in that quarter to take a 27-13 halftime lead. And the third quarter was more the same with the Indians. It was 9-4 advantage in that quarter, take a 36-17 lead. And in the fourth quarter, they tie with a 10-10 score to take a 46-27 lead. And again, the Indians come out on top, push their record to 3-3 in MAC play, and also come up with a 11-3 record. And in the JV game, the Indians walk away with a 40-26 lead. Owen Jeudy has 13, Kobe Wendell with 11. Riley Heiser with 2, Kel Rimmel with 5, Daniel Patch with 3, and Caleb Evers with 4. And we got Coach Melton here. up here, and Darren's going to give him his headsets there. And
all warmed up.
It probably smells like popcorn. He's been eating it the whole game.
Man of many traits here. Well, Coach, you got to be very happy with this victory tonight by your Indians.
Absolutely, guys. We're dialed in all week. We've been pounding away the 3Ds, the details, being dialed in, and being disciplined. And I thought the guys were pretty disciplined tonight on defense. We worked on their actions. It helps in that Mac Pool in our huddle account when I can watch 12 or 13 games. That's a pretty good advantage. Kudos to the guys. They worked hard Monday through Thursday, and we had a great game plan in place, and the guys executed it.
Well, the first quarter, it took 7 minutes and 10 seconds for Coldwater to finally hit the first field goal. And we were locked in, as you said, all night. You know, countless guys, but one possession, Regan Martin was guarding a guy on defense who set 4 screens. And 4 different times, he was checking cutters coming off of that.
Yeah, that was in the second half.
Yeah, and knocking guys off of balance. And, late in the game when you were up, you didn't have to. And we ended up getting a steal on that one possession. And I just thought that kind of simplified, the effort by the guys tonight.
Yeah, it exemplified everything that we were doing. You know, we talked about making those cutters through the lane look like a pinball machine in there. We were bumping the cutters, stunting on the guy that that's cutting out. They ran some diagonals. We thought Arcanum burned us on some diagonal down screens, and we really worked hard on covering that because Coldwater has a few of those sets in. They had a gate screen set in that we worked on, and the guys, they deserve all the credit. They're starting to figure out what I'm after defensively, yep. And it's really nice to see. Outside of a few here or there, the discipline's there too as far as offense, and they executed our sets. And
one thing we touched on a little bit through the game was that rotation, that 8-man rotation, is keeping those guys fresh. Yep. And they know if they want to play, they got to give it their all and do what they're told when they go out there. And tonight they bought into it, Coach. It was a real deal.
They're buying into, they're owning up on accountability. Mm-hmm. And they're buying in as, team above me. And, if it's not my night, it's okay if it's my brother's night.
Right.
And they're all buying in. Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out to Kobe Wendell. I thought he set the tone for the night for the Indians in that JV game. He was getting after it defensively, and we talked about that. Our JV really came out and set the tone for us. And, we were talking about that, as far as our defensive intensity. And, they were trying to do a lot of those coverages.
Yeah.
And kudos to our scout team. Owen Judy and Riley Heiser, Daniel Patch, they all did a phenomenal job all week at running Coldwater's actions and getting us ready.
Well, the other part, we talked about defense here. The thing on offense, too, that was, I thought, a thing of beauty tonight, and we talked about it, too, all game long. The ball is inside first, outside then. It opens up the shot. We're attacking. Derek didn't have a great night, but as you said, he drove defenders, mm-hmm. was dumping it down to his big guys inside, and they were finishing. Just the execution on offense was tremendous.
Yeah, and that's what I talked about. For us to increase our 3-point percent, because it's not where we want it to be, we got to go inside and then come back out. Obviously as shooters, Bobby, this, inside out, the ball's coming out just like you're on the gun.
One two step into it.
So,
Darian would know nothing about that.
He knows about that defense.
We were talking about why these rims are so soft over here, and it's because when Darian played, he threw up so many bricks.
But we really harped on rebounding. If you look at the MAC leaderboard there, they're right up there with Minster. They're a really good rebounding team. And we really focused on some rebounding drills. And I hadn't done any of those since Dylan Evers got hurt because I was scared to death. I didn't want to get anyone else hurt. But I knew that we had to go back to it Monday and Tuesday early in the week. And, thank goodness, we come out of it healthy. So.
Looking forward to next week. We've got Marion and Mississinewa Valley.
Yep. Marion Local and Mississinewa Valley. We'll focus on Marion Local, obviously, our MAC opponent. And then, on the secondary, we'll get ready for Mississinewa.
Awesome. Well, thanks for running up here. These bleachers, you were out of breath, obviously, early on. But we appreciate coming up, Coach. Congratulations on the win. And good luck next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Well, again. Indians again come out on victorious, 46-27, dominated the game from the start, impressive. I felt like probably one of their most impressive wins of the year, not just because how we handled Coldwater, but Coldwater went to the Vatican and beat St. John's last week. For us to come out and dismantle them like we did, very impressive for the Indians.
That's probably the most impressive win we've had in, I'd say, at least two or three years, guys. I mean, just as far as being a
domination.
Dominated. Yep. Just absolute domination.
Not a bad team. A good team. I mean, this is a pretty good team. You just don't go beat St. John's at St. John's and be bad.
Right.
And so for us to come out and dominate them like we did, very impressed. So final last thoughts there, D?
Nope. I got none. We'll see you guys next week.
Awesome. Have a good week, and see you next weekend at the Fort, right?
At the Fort side. Yeah, first.
All right. See you later. Darren Shepherd, Bob Leverett, Brian Patch signing off.
Sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Free.